Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me this morning. Just excited to be alive and to be a child of God today, to be a part of His kingdom, to be a part of His eternal purpose. Feel sad for people that all they have to look forward to is this life. And life can be snuffed out so quickly. So sad to see, you know, just almost every day you hear on the news somewhere, you know, a teenager or someone in their 20s or 30s, their lives suddenly snuffed out, or even children. What a terrible thing for people that all they have to live for is this life. But you know, when you know Jesus, who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, He has brought us into His eternal purposes. We have purpose and destiny that extends beyond this life. This life is just sort of like a dress rehearsal. It is a time of preparation for the real deal, for what God has prepared for us. And as Paul said, the eye has not seen, nor has the ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. God's got some wonderful things prepared for those who love Him. Well, so thank God for Jesus and for being a part of His eternal purpose. I want to talk about some current events that are taking place today. Those of you who are in other countries other than U.S., just bear with me here. But hear what we're saying, because many of the things happening in America are happening in your country as well. And so there is application across the board. And of course, what God is doing, he works differently according to different cultures and peoples and situations, but His Spirit is the same. God is the same. And so there's similarities to His works all over the world. And there's something I want to talk about today. And it caused a lot of some anger, reaction in the media, the secular media. It had to do with Christianity. And it was surrounding the yearly State of the Union address that President Biden gave 1 week ago, Tuesday, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. And afterwards, there was a response by the other party, the Republican Party. Biden is a part of the Democrat Party, which, by the way, is an anti-God party. Now, you'll hear some of them talk about their faith. But in 2019, the Democrat National Committee, which is the governing body of the Democrat Party, the Democrat National Committee voted unanimously to affirm atheism and declared that neither Christianity nor any religion is necessary for morality and patriotism. So don't be fooled by mere words. I have not heard a single Democrat politician leader speak out against this declaration, unanimous declaration, by their leadership committee. So it's a terrible thing. So the response that was given by the Republican Party, they chose Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, some of you may know the name. You know her name because she was just recently elected governor of Arkansas. She's the youngest governor in America. I think she just turned 40 years old. She is also the first woman governor of Arkansas. Her father, whose name is also Huckabee, what is his first name? But her father was also the governor in recent years before her. Now, he wasn't immediately before her, but I don't know, maybe two or three, or however, or maybe more before her. He was the governor also. And before that, he was a Baptist pastor. So he's obviously a committed believer. And he's a contributor on Fox News. He has a regular weekly program on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and he's a regular contributor to the Fox News Network. and Mike Huckabee. So she gave the response. And it was interesting, one statement she made that really set people off who are secularists and non-Christians. She said, "The dividing line is no longer between right and left. The dividing line, the choice, is between normal and crazy." Now, she said this to highlight the crazy things that are going on in American society. Crazy things, like children being taught. Listen, and you all know this. School children being told that there are numerous genders from which they can choose. Men being told that they can use women's restrooms and women's locker rooms and compete in women's sports. They only have to declare, "I am a woman." This is the crazy kind of stuff that she was referring to when she said the decision is no longer between right and left. The choice is between normal and crazy. So we watched her. I didn't see the State of the Union address, but we did listen to her response. Very impressed. She gave honor and glory to God in her response. And immediately afterwards, we were watching Sean Hannity on Fox News. He had on a journalist by the name of Geraldo Rivera, who is a very liberal individual, and he was obviously upset by what she said, and he demanded to know what Sanders and Republicans consider to be normal. And he brings up the name Marjorie Taylor Greene, which is a congresswoman from Georgia who is very outspoken against all the crazy stuff, and a very outspoken supporter of former President Donald Trump, and a very outspoken Christian. And she even, during the State of the Union address, she loudly protested when Joe Biden made some statements that just absolutely were not true. She loudly heckled and protested, and others joined in with her. So Geraldo said he demanded to know, "What's your normal? What is your normal now? Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is that your normal?" Well, I can answer Geraldo's question because I've followed Sarah Huckabee Sanders from the time she was a press secretary for Donald Trump, and watched her answer questions from the secular media day after day after day, and got a clear sense of where she's coming from. And she is not bashful about her faith in Jesus and her faith in God. So I can answer Geraldo's question about what is normal for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's the same normal that was the normal for the founders of America. The normal for Sarah Huckabee Sanders and for America's founders, people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and others, their standard for normal was Jesus Christ and his teachings. No, somebody say, "You got to be kidding." No. Their normal was their standard for normal was Jesus Christ and his teachings. Let me just read some quotes from you. In a June 14th, 1783 letter from George Washington to the various governors of the states, he urged them to make Jesus their example, their moral standard, and urged them to follow his example. He exhorted that we all must, and here's the direct quote, "demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind, which were the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion. And without a humble imitation of his example in these things, we can never hope to be a happy nation." George Washington said, "We can never hope to be a happy nation if we don't follow Jesus and his example, powerful words from the founder of this nation. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, author of the Declaration of Independence, he also considered Jesus to be the moral standard for normal. So, Geraldo, I'm answering your question. Here's what we consider to be normal. It's Jesus. Thomas Jefferson once said, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." What is a disciple? A disciple is a follower. He knew what the word disciple meant. He said, "I'm a follower of the teachings of Jesus. That's my standard for normal." As president, Thomas Jefferson closed all official correspondence with the words, "In the year of our Lord Christ." He also said, "Of all the systems of morality that have come under my observations, none appear to me so pure as that of Jesus." Wow. Thomas Jefferson, his standard for normal was Jesus and his teaching. You know, it is. I could read others, but I want to move, keep this moving along. So it is obvious that America's founders, when they speak about morality, they're talking about the morality of Jesus and the New Testament. That was normal for them. This is the case of John Adams, America's second president, who in a 1798 speech said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Yes, I'll have to confess, I have studied American history very studiously. And it is obvious that every American generation has fallen short of this normal. They've fallen short of Jesus and his example. However, here's the difference in the current generation and the current administration. Because they held to a recognized normal and standard, there was no protest against George Washington talking about making Jesus our example. There was no protest against Thomas Jefferson saying that he was a disciple, a follower of the doctrines or teachings of Jesus. There were no protests against John Adams saying our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious or Christian people. There were no protests. The whole society accepted that. Yeah, they fell short of it, but at least they recognized that the standard was there. And this served to pull the society in the right direction. And as a result of the standard being there and the nation being pulled in the right direction, slavery was defeated, was done away with. At a time it was practiced in most of the world. Jim Crow was defeated. The evil Soviet Empire was brought down. Hospitals, food kitchens, orphanage, and thousands of other charitable works have been established because of that moral standard. But sadly, Geraldo and the Democrat Party, and this is happening in nations, Western nations, everywhere, they have rejected the normal of Sarah Huckabee Sanders and America's founders. And in their postmodern worldview, normal is relative and is whatever I decide I want it to be. If I decide a man that I want to be a woman, that's normal. That's okay. However, such a self-centered, egocentric worldview can only lead to chaos. And we're seeing it happening before our very eyes. So we need to pray for revival. We must pray for a Jesus revival that the nation's attention will be turned back to Jesus. And people will begin to see him as our norm and as our example. You know, there was a time, it's been at least a decade, two decades ago, that there was a popular attire worn by people. I saw people, a lot of bracelets and necklaces with the words WWJD, which meant, what would Jesus do? In other words, Jesus was their example. And in every situation of life, they were asking, what would Jesus do? Oh, may we have another Jesus revival that he has restored as our example. And let's pray for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And let's pray that God will raise up a young generation of politicians who will, like Sanders, Washington, and Jefferson, once again make Jesus and his teaching the moral standard of what is normal. May it be. Do it, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.